Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we left off at verse, I believe it was verse 10.
Yep.
Although we did cover some verses, it just wasn't in that chapter. So tonight we'll pick it up at verse 10. And Paul says in chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Matter of fact, we'll go back to verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And we see that, we just prayed that, where we can open this up, and the moment you believe, the moment we believe, we've been indwelt by the master teacher himself, the Holy Spirit. God has given us his Spirit that we might know the things that are what?
Freely
given to us. Do you know, last week we were talking about after you get saved, and you can ask a person, just tell me, after you get saved, tell me 10 things that you got when you got saved. 10 things that you freely received.
Are you asking?
Oh, no. I'm just throwing that out there. Is did you know that, or do you know that it's not common knowledge?
Yeah.
And I say it again. I'm not saying that. Like Paul says, I'm not saying these things to shame you, but to challenge us. If you've rested your eternal well-being on what Christ has done, which salvation is free, it's not a mandatory thing that you learn. But wouldn't you think that you would learn something about them? We put more time into picking a TV, picking a radio, picking houses and cars than we do with the Lord. I know we don't love those things more than the Lord. But that's why, you know what? If anybody tells you that salvation is not free, all we have to do is take a look at ourselves and how much value we put on it. I said, if anybody tells you that salvation is not free, all you have to do is look at ourselves and we'll see how much effort we put into it. You know, Paul said this in Colossians. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You know what dwell means?
Take a presence.
And I remember my pastor used an example of this. If I said, Frank, you come to see me, anytime you want. You come in, make yourself at home.
Thank you.
And as soon as he comes in, I'll say he'll head back to maybe back to my study. Well, you can't go in there. You just
when you, I sit right here by the door. When I kick you out,
sit right here.
You'll be close.
So if I'm dwelling there, that means I have access into what?
Everything.
Every area. See, Christ has access to us on Wednesday or Tuesday and Sunday.
Actually has access to us all the time.
Well, he should. That's what, but after, you know what, we're Christians on Saturday or Sunday. We're Christians on Tuesday.
We have access, we just don't take advantage of it.
No, I'm not talking about our access. I'm talking about his.
Right, his access.
Where he is, where, let me rephrase that. Preeminence. That is, or first place. Where through the week, we make our own decisions. Through the week, we fill ourselves with secular things. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I would even dare say, after the 2 hours we put in, then it's back to the secular. Or Sunday, from 11 to 12, then it's back. That's not the word. That's not His word dwelling in us richly. But He says He's given us the Spirit that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 1 Corinthians. Back, we are 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
I'm here.
Again, I'm just saying that as a challenge.
What verse?
Is more of us to be aware. You know what? When we're in verse 10. You remember when Paul met the disciples of John in Ephesus, and they said, "What were you baptized unto?" And they said, "Unto John's baptism." And he says, "Good." He says, "Well, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?" You know what he said? Look back at Acts. Look back at Acts.
We don't.
Acts chapter 18. Acts 19 verse 1 and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." And he's...
Sit right over here, buddy.
He put you right on the spot, didn't he? All right. We just started, so don't feel bad.
I just got here. Come on, Michelle. What are you trying to do? Okay, I would have got them for you.
1 Corinthians chapter. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, but right now we're in Acts chapter 19.
Chapter 1.
So he said, but they said to Paul that they had not what? Verse 2, he says, have you received? Have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." Now, we talked about it, you know, the moment you believe, you're what?
You're saved.
Sealed. You're saved, and you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. And he comes in. How could they believe and then turn around and say, "We have not even heard whether there is any Holy Ghost"? Because here's what they tell us today. If you're saved, when you get saved, you do what? Huh? Oh, well. Well, some say that. Yeah, they say this is your evidence that you're saved, is you'll do what? Speak in tongues. That's an experience. So they'll know that what? They know if I speak in tongues, I got the Holy Ghost. Well, here's some disciples that they said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And he said, "Holy Ghost? We don't know what you're talking about." Those are believers. Do you see their level of information? See where they are? Were they saved?
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you one thing, that you could be saved and what?
Have
no knowledge.
Okay.
Other than the fact that I believe that he died for me, was buried, and rose again. And that's where you can stop, right there. Is that God's will?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Pause,
see,
maybe.
Not even Paul's will. That's not Paul's will. That's why he asked him. He said, and he went on to tell him.
I meant to say, pause.
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 Oh, pause. Pause, yes. But think about this. What do you think the percentage of believers are today that have salvation and no knowledge?
Well, there's a lot.
80%?
97. It's high. Okay. How many, think about this before you answer this. How many believers do you think there are today who they trusted Christ? How many do you think have the Holy Spirit?
All of them.
I said, think about it for a minute. It just, all of them. That was a trick question. Okay. Back to Corinthians.
Might not know they have them, but they got it.
They might not know.
Yeah, right.
They may not know.
Isn't that why Paul says to Timothy that the will of God is that all men might be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth? Because they're two separate.
You know what? You can get a job. I know a guy. He got a job at our company. He got a job and he went on a vacation. And he never came back. But he got hired. He had the job. I said, where's Joey? We don't know. Called him. He never showed up. But you can be a believer and check out spiritually speaking. That's grace. The grace of God will do this. He'll give you everything up front. He's given us everything up front. And then he says that now the rest, he says, is up to you to develop this relationship. You know how you develop the relationship? It's the word. And he ensures us that we can develop the relationship by doing what?
To grow in grace.
Look at Ephesians. We just quoted Ephesians chapter 1. And then go back to 1 Corinthians. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 12. It says that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. That is Paul. He's talking about him and the other believers in whom also, that's in Christ, in whom also ye trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. I'd say, you know what? I don't see you people all the time. Any of you. That's you. He says, in whom also you trusted. Have you trusted him today?
Absolutely.
I'll tell you. Here we go. He says, after you heard the gospel of your salvation, and this is what it is. His what? His death. His burial. And his resurrection. He died for?
Us.
Our sins. For us, for our sins. And here's the, how many?
All of them.
He was buried. He was buried, and what? God resurrected him. The sacrifice was complete, and it was accepted by God. You know, when he took on our sin, God could have said, you know, you just not enough. But it was enough. And he told us it was enough because he resurrected him. He said he was declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection. And he was raised for our justification. Do you know, just think about this. He took all of our sin, past, present, and here's what we don't believe, future. How many times could he die? He said this, and we have received the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. How rich was his grace?
As rich as it gets.
Can we exhaust it?
No.
Can you? I was reading today that Beyonce passed Oprah on the money list. That's and I thought about it. I asked my wife last night. I said, "Do you think Beyonce gave her sisters like millions of dollars?"
No. Absolutely not.
She has hundreds of millions of dollars. Do you think if her sister came to her and says, "I need some money," do you think she would have ripped her off a couple of million and said, "You should be able to be okay with this"?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to use that as an example. Is, you know why a couple of million is nothing to her?
Because
she's got so much. Mm-hmm. Because it's according to the riches that she has. Mm-hmm. Where if the Lord said this, he said, "You have forgiveness of sins according to the riches of my grace." If you don't know how much grace he's given us, you don't know how your forgiveness is eternal. You won't have to run home every night and say, "Lord, forgive me for what I did today, because you know my heart." And of course he does. That's why he died. He knows our heart.
I look at Barack Obama's brother.
So it is his grace has provided us complete and total forgiveness. He can't do any more. It said this, that he gave himself and he sacrificed himself, and after he gave himself for our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Father. What do people do when they sit down? That means they've done what?
They rested.
The job
is done. They finished working. No more atonement. No more forgiveness to give. It's done. Ephesians. He said this: after you trusted the gospel of your salvation, that's the gospel, good news. Is that good news?
Mm-hmm.
The good news of your salvation. He says, "In whom also, after that ye believed in Christ, after that you believed, you were what?
Sealed
with that
Holy Spirit of promise,
which is the
earnest of our inheritance
until
the redemption of the purchased possession."
Until you sin.
No.
Until you quit coming to church.
No. Until the redemption of the
until you quit reading. Do you see? That's what we do. We put the time limit on it. But God said he sealed you until what?
Until your redemption.
What day is that?
When you return.
When, you know what? Only way it's going.
When we're out, going out of here.
The only way, unless we check out before he gets here, mm-hmm. in which case you're still sealed. Mm-hmm. And he says, "I've given you this. I've given you the Holy Spirit, which is the earnest." You know what? When I say that earnest, what does that mean?
Guaranteed.
It's guaranteed. Like, what is that? Justin? You know, look, and a seal, you know what? In seal, a seal does this. A seal is, yeah, not only, Melissa said protection. Let's see. Let me erase this. Protection. What else?
Can't come out.
What's that?
Can't come out.
Security. Anything else?
Surety.
Seal.
Surety.
assurance. It's one more I'm looking for. It's a few more than that.
Promise.
That's close enough. Ownership. You know what? And it's another verse that said this. Remember when in Matthew, when the Lord was crucified and they rolled the stone on there, and then Herod said, he said, go make it as sure as you can. And he put a seal on it that nobody might reverse it. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He put the king would do this. He would take his ring and he would
everywhere.
And he would put this stamp, either it's on a letter or whatever it was, and whatever the king said, it was done, that the purpose might not be changed. That's what he said to Daniel. When Daniel, remember Daniel was in the lion's den, and he says, I can't eat this, and I can't bow. And he says, well, I've already determined, I've already said it. I put my word on it, and I sealed it with my ring, that whoever doesn't do this has to go to the lion's den. And he said, Daniel, tell me you didn't do it. He says, I can't do it, king. And he sent him there, and he said that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. He couldn't do it because he had sealed it with his ring. Well, why do you think the Lord is giving those examples? And he says, now I've sealed you after you believed with the Holy Spirit. He said, the Lord knoweth those that are his.
Purchase possessions.
He said that. The Lord knows those that are his. The protection, the security, the assurance, and the purpose. The purpose is your seal to the day of redemption. Now, when I got saved, I didn't feel a thing. I didn't feel a thing. I didn't even know this happened. Seal, that is. But you know how I found out? Like you finding out tonight. Did you know you were sealed when you trusted him? Did you know you were sealed when you trusted him? Who didn't know that you were sealed when you trusted him?
I've heard it before, but I didn't know it.
Maybe not to that degree, but I know it is.
I heard you say it last week, so.
Did you? Now, don't tell me this now. After you know that much, just that much, don't that make you feel a whole lot secure about your salvation?
Well, it takes away the milk of once saved, always saved.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a myth. That's true.
It throws it out the window.
He's saying that it's not a myth.
Oh,
yeah, takes away.
Oh, right. People say that, right.
And undo what the Lord has done.
You can't.
You'll hear about the seal, like, you know, like they were just going to other places and learning about, you know, just the Bible. And then, like I said, they'll say that and then say something different that contradicts it all the way, but. You know,
it doesn't quite line up with with that, right?
Didn't give you the assurance that you're wanting that he gave us.
But you know why it troubles us? You know why it troubles us? Because we don't know the things that have been freely given to us.
Because we haven't studied.
It's not because, you know what? It's not because you don't have the apparatus to get it. It's because you just haven't been informed. Again, you know what? It's for believers, it should be common knowledge. And this is something that's when did it happen? The moment you believed. You know what? You want to work for this company, the first thing you're going to ask them is what? What do I get before I join this company? How much money do I make? My vacation? You want to know all the benefits up front, don't you? We get, you know what? We trust Christ, and that's.
I like your analogy from, I think you said last week, about the most people who, you know, you get a job and they say you have insurance, and you just accept it, but you don't really know what you got.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And they give, you know what? And they give you the, right, they give you the, you know what? I'll say this, we're going to move on. We got our new policy in the mail the other day, and I opened it up, and I was looking through it, and I told my wife, I said, you know what's not on here? 7 years. 7 years we had this. I said, you know what's not on here? Falling trees. That's what I said. We have to change this. This is. I said, we have to change this tomorrow. What happens in Memphis all the time?
Falling trees.
I'm thinking.
Who's your insurance?
You can pick them up. You pick them up, and you can call and say, "A tree just fell on my car, or my house, or whatever." And
you're not covered.
I thought that was
that's what
acts of God.
Well,
they don't believe in God, but when something happens to their car.
Well, we're going. That's just an example, though. I'm gonna find out, but it's in the packet. They send it. And it's up to, you know what? It's up to us to what? All right, now, back to...
Folder puts it away.
Yes.
Just like this book.
Yes. But it's the earnest. The Holy Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance. You know, like I said, the guarantee. You know, God couldn't... He couldn't impress it any more on our hearts and minds that we belong to Him by the fact that He gave us the Holy Spirit. He says, I can't do no more. He says, me, I'm personally coming to seal you. You can't get any more insurance than that, can you?
No, you don't have to read that.
He says, the earnest of our inheritance. You know what? And I like this. It's the sincere... It's the sincere guarantee.
Like
he says, I want you for me. How do I know? Because I'm going to seal you. Do you know how much, that's how much He wants you? He says, I want you so much that I'm coming in there. Not on you. He not sealed by.
Take it up residence.
Not sealed by, sealed what?
Yeah.
With. See, if you seal by the Holy Spirit, then it maybe somebody could break that seal. Maybe. But if you sealed with, that means he's not only in you, but He's the seal of you.
He got protection, security, and assurance, and He owns you.
That's right. You talk about good hands. Good hands to Allstate. That's better. Much better. Now, back to Corinthians. But how many know that? Like I said, we just said, you know, I didn't know that.
About 97% of the Christians.
But when Paul's writing to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'm not gonna pick with y'all, and I'm just reading the verses. You know why the Corinthians didn't know what they had in Christ?
They were carnal. They were babes.
Because they were what we were talking about. They cared more about earthly things than they did spiritual things.
As we all do, we still think that way.
We still think that way. That's why our minds have to be transformed. Our minds have to be renewed.
Daily.
You know how much, you know how much junk we got in our minds? You know how much junk we feel in our minds? Week after week, day after day?
The wrong junk.
Do you see how much transformation and renewing has to take place?
It's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he says this. Since we hear it, back to 9, he says, But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But, he says, God has got some great things in store for you that nobody heard or talked about or seen. He says, but God hath. You know what that means? Past tense. God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. You know this, we're all human beings here. So, you know what, you don't have to, I'll just have to say it like what we can relate to. I don't have to ask Blake how he feels as a man. You know why?
Because you're a man.
Because I'm a man. I don't have to ask James. I don't have to ask Michael. I don't have to ask Frank what do they think about certain things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't have to ask them because what?
You experienced it too.
You have a similar mind.
Women don't have to ask other women how they feel about certain things. You know why?
We have a common understanding.
Because they have the same what?
Makeup.
Same makeup, the same spirit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Frank, if you and I got the same spirit.
Oh, we do. We do. Look, Ephesians chapter 2 says this. He says, we were dead in trespasses and sins, and at that time we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince, the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind. So, you know what? I don't have to ask if you left to yourself. I don't have to ask what you're doing. You know why I don't have to ask what you're doing? Because if I'm left to myself, I'm going to do the same thing. Because you know what? I know the spirit of man. What things know a man save the spirit of man that's in him? I know we all have a old nature. And I know if you're not being renewed and you're not being transformed, that means you're being conformed and you're stuck in the vanity of your mind. That means that you act like Corinthians. You're out there, right, feeding the flesh. And you know what the scripture said about the flesh? That it works all uncleanness with greediness.
That's a terrible fight.
You know what? He never gets enough. The flesh never gets enough.
It's hard to be a man, isn't it?
It's hard to be a person. But see, you know what I like? You know what I like? That verse. You know what I like about that verse? You know what? We just talked about that. And you know what? I don't really have to elaborate on that. You know why? Because I know you. And you know me.
Does it exclude the folk?
He's infallible.
You know what? He said, does it exclude the Pope? What's the answer to that?
Of course.
Absolutely not.
No.
And you know it doesn't, because you find out years later that they had thousands.
And he don't walk on water.
Thousands of cases of recorded abuse.
Pedophiles. Mm-hmm.
That they swept under the rug. And you know what? You think the guy is different. You think he's different because he got a long robe on and he got a pointed hat on.
We are human.
And he got a cane. And he got a big Bible and incense, and he chants, and he got a big cross. And you say, he could never do that.
Don't believe that.
But, see, this is, this. What's it, Mike?
I used to think that way about people.
You know what I like? He said, I used to. What changed your mind?
Knowing that we all are human.
Knowing this. The thing that changes, you know what, that'll change your mind is because you can read that verse and you can say, you know what? The flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these two are contrary to one another, so that you could not do the things that you like to do on a consistent basis. So when that guy is getting there, and oh, you know what? You know, it's remember the Dalai Lama. They had him on. They interviewed him on TV one day. And you know, they asked him a question, and they said, "Do you ever think about women?" He laughed. He said, oh yes. You know what? I thought that was great. Because I wanted to see if he was going to lie. I wanted to see if he was going to tell him a lie. You know how I know? If he would have said no, you know how I know he was telling a lie?
Because he's not.
Because he said no. If he said no, then I would say, well, you think about
me.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You think about somebody. So, but he said this. What things, back to 11, what things know a man, save the spirit of man which is in him, even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world. Now, that's a small s. Watch this. But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are what?
Freely
given to us of God. There you go. That's the Holy Spirit. You know what? He gives you the Holy Spirit, not just for the security and all that. He says, but I'm putting that in you. Because that's what's going to develop our relationship. So you can never say, when you get home and you say, you know what, I want to read, I want to do this, I want to learn more, I want to grow more, but the Bible is too hard to understand. How many times have you said that?
Not like.
So you know what?
You've been doing a good job, Frank.
You don't have to say anything. You know why?
Because you know.
The things I'm telling you, I said the same thing. So I'm trying to make it easy for you to say, yes, yes, yes. I agree with you. Because I know how, when I first got saved, I knew I was supposed to read. I picked up, I started where? In Genesis. Started reading the Genesis. And I got to probably after Noah. And after that, I said, you know what? This is stupid. That's what I said. I was a believer. I said, I don't understand this. It makes no sense. I said, I'll just go back. You know what? I said, I'll just go back out here and do what I was doing.
And you did it.
And I did it. But something kept saying, come on back. Come on back. Come on back. Come on back. Something, I want to say something. You know what? It's the Holy Spirit would say, come on back. Because guess who knows it?
You did.
Who knows the word?
Guess who knows it?
The author.
The Holy Spirit. And who's in me?
The Holy Spirit.
And I got a new spirit. The new man, he was like, you need to try that again. And you know what? Here's where the believers come in. Is, well, this, like this. Why do you think he instituted the local assembly.
The edification of the body.
So you can go somewhere where, you know what, where somebody's been there and done that.
A support system.
And they can say, let me show you. You know what, any fool that has any kind of job would, they put you on a job and they say, you get with him, he's going to do what?
Train
you. If we got that much sense, what about God? You just float out there on the island by yourself, and they said, look, you can go to a job. That's what an apprentice is. You have all the tools that you need. But somebody who's been there and done that will show you how to use them. We have the Holy Spirit. Now, somebody can show us like this, like Ed did Sunday. Right division, where you, he says, you just can't pick this up and jump in there anywhere you want to. That's not how God designed it. And then when they show you how it's laid out, and you say, oh, man, I can't believe it's been there all this time. Now I know. So now I, you know what, now I see where I go in here and how to use it. Paul calls it rightly dividing the word of truth.
Getting the profit out of it.
And it makes sense. But he says he's given us the Spirit that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And what the Spirit, look at verse 13. He says, which things also, these things that are freely given to us, these things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. There you go. He says, he takes the things that God has, and he says, not in the words that man teaches, but the words of the Spirit. You know what the Lord told him? He says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now the world will say this, man wrote that, you can't trust that. Man fooled with that. We don't know what that is. That's something that somebody put together. But the Lord says their spirit and their life. He said the flesh profited nothing but the spirit. And he says, and what I'm speaking to you is spirit.
What I used to think, Frank.
You know what he said is in Hebrews. He said, "The faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." He says, "And without faith is what?
Impossible to please God."
See that? He just quoted. Just quoted. Roll off. He said, "But he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him." Now, look at Hebrews chapter 4. Watch this. See, we no, but we can look at that one. That's a good one. That's not the one I had in mind, but that's good. Hebrews, we'll read that. Hebrews 4:12, and she said the word of God is quick and powerful. You know, quick is living.
Alive.
Do you believe that?
Sure.
If you swallow something that was alive,
goldfish.
Do you think you would? It would make you feel a certain way?
Maybe it
makes
feel sick.
Maybe at first. Yeah. You know what? Never thought about that, have you? Mm-hmm. See, if you swallow something alive that's living.
Until it hits your stomach.
Until it. You know what?
Well, you probably.
How many like yogurt? Anybody eat yogurt?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of cultures.
Yeah, you don't. But you can't see it. But you know what? But it's doing something. It's doing something while you are sitting there.
Eating up your stomach,
Am I right? Is it is it still active? That's what it got on the bottom of the thing. Active culture. And when you eat it, there's something going on inside of you that you're not even paying attention.
Medicine's the same way.
Medicine same way? Well, I'm thinking more about this medicine. Where the Word of God is, when you take it in, and if it's living,
it's gonna have an effect.
That means it's, you could be on the way home, you can be laying down or whatever, and you know what? It's still going on. Mm-hmm. Simmering. And the more you put in,
the more it's working.
Yeah, the more effective I am.
And I ain't eating no more yogurt.
That's
this is a lesson about yogurt.
But that's what, you know what, we have to, that's where, you know, a guy asked me, he said, man, how do you do this? How do you do this? How have you been sticking with this? I said, if I told you, you wouldn't believe me. And he said, well, tell me. He says, I got to know. He's thinking like he wants some quick fix. I said, I'm no different. I said, I'm no different from you, man. I said, you know what I do? What do you think I told him? What do you think I told him?
I read the Word. I'm in the Word every day.
That's what I told him. I said, I read myself through it. And he didn't understand. I said, let me show you what I mean. I said, what the things I feel, the things I want to do, I go to His Word and I read it and I store it up in me. Because I believe it's the Word of God. And when I believe, when I'm reading it, I'm expecting God to transform me. I'm expecting that. You know why I'm expecting that? Because He said He would. I don't run from it, I run to it.
That was after Noah, though, right?
That was... But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and he said, but it's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword.
Dividing asunder of soul and
heart. Yeah, I lost my place there. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You know what he says? What things know, you know what? God, when you read this,
it reads you.
It'll reflect to you where you're lacking. That's one of the reasons why we don't like to read it, because the Word of God will draw the line in the sand for you.
It'll show you where you're wrong. Most people hate that.
Look, all scriptures is profitable. It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction. He said, you know what? You want to know? It's in there. And the reason why we don't put a lot of time in is sometimes is because you don't want to do right.
But you don't want to start way back here either. Do you?
Particularly Paul's epistles is better.
There you go.
Yeah, right. But that's true, right? You want to, you know what, because you talk about Paul's epistles, that's like my pastor say, that's where the rubber meets the road. But when you read that, you know what? You can't get five verses without the Lord. He said, come here. I want that body. and you let me read another chapter. And you go to another chapter and he says, what? Know ye not that your body is the nope. Flip over to another book. You go to another book, and you know what? It's everywhere. You can't. That's what he said. Is he knows the what? Thoughts
and intents.
Mm-hmm. Jesus said this in the gospel. He says, if any man will do his will, if you want to do it, he said, I'll show it to him. He said, if you want to do it, he says, I'll show it to you. How could he make a statement like that if he couldn't deliver on it? You know what? Hebrews 4 and 2. This is what I wanted. Verse. Hebrews 4, verse 2. Pick it up in verse 1. He says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest should any of you seem to come short of. Now, we're just using it as a lead-in. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. That's Hebrews. He says it was not what? Mixed with
faith.
We just read it. If you come to God, you must believe what? Now, here's what, where I believe that. Say it again.
It takes the blinders off.
It takes the.
You can read this book and not be saved, and it won't make a lick of sense to you.
Right, right, right. The natural man, right, he won't get that.
Right.
But that's why he says, taking.
The teacher who's in you to teach you.
Taking spiritual things with spirit. Comparing those things where the Holy Spirit has something to work with. And that's this. That's why he said this. The Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. He says, I tell you what, you want to know? He said, you read it. You read it and leave the rest what? Up to me. I'm telling you. You know what? I've been, the Lord has, and I'm saying this, I'm not saying the Lord just be riding in me, talking in my ear, but I've learned things riding down the street that I've read, and I'm thinking, Lord, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And then the verses just come up, and I'm like, that's what, Paul was separated to the gospel of grace. What? Somebody told me that last week or a week before last. I said, I've been reading that all the time, and we was at home, and then all of a sudden, like separated, hadn't been in there. It's been in there all the time, right? I'll say this. How many of you believe that this is God's word?
I do now. Amen. I didn't. Thought it was man's word.
You think about this is that's just like you open it up and God is sitting across from you and talking to you. You say, that's far-fetched. What do you think was happening in the garden when they said this? He said, they heard the voice of the Lord in walking in the cool of the garden. They heard the voice of the Lord walking in the cool of the garden. What do you think he was saying? What do you think was going on back there?
Come here, Adam. Where are you at, Eve?
See, that's what most people think, that they were just, you know what? He was hiding and he was calling to them.
What's after
they messed up? Was he not? But he was, you know what? There was
the spirit of the man.
There was some, I dare say this, there was some education going on back there.
Right.
Where you hear this, they probably, and I'm just saying this is speculation, but it's based on something. Every day they had a set time where they met and they fellowshiped. And when it came for that time, you know what? The teacher went out and there were no students. And he said, well, it took him by surprise that they weren't there.
Nah, he wasn't surprised.
I'm saying that sarcastic. Right. And he says, where are you? Not like, where are you? Where are you?
Where's your thinking?
Something went wrong. And it wasn't with the teacher. But he says to us, you know what, is the same principle is we must, he says, compare spiritual things with spiritual, is you have to believe that the Holy Spirit in you will take these words and enlighten you. I'll tell you what the guy said, and we're gonna stop in a minute here. One day he was saying that he talked to a guy, and the guy had a problem with lying all the time. He was lying to this guy, and he was a preacher. And he said, he finally asked him, he said, do you believe this book? And the scripture said, lie not one to another, seeing that we were members of one another. And he said, do you know what lying means in the Greek? You know what stop lying means in the Greek? Stop lying. That's what it means. Because it's not the accumulation of knowledge that the Lord is after. He's after the relationship. So you can learn a whole bunch of stuff, and yet the Lord, your relationship has not been developed. We go to church all the time. Paul said this, that they will be ever learning and never come to the knowledge of the truth. We got a church on every corner. And some of the believers, they're the worst people out there. That's not God's fault. But he said this. He said, "That's somewhere we're not transforming ourselves. We're not being transformed. We're not reading it as God's word." One last verse in this. Where are we? Chapter 2? Mm-hmm. He said this. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. It's a You pick this up, he said, they're spiritually picked up. Do you know you can be saved and you can have the mind of a natural man? Know what carnal means? It means fleshly.
It's sin.
That's almost like the natural man. When a carnal, but carnal believer is almost just one step above the natural man.
Or a baby.
See, a baby has an excuse. I just started. Mm-hmm. The carnal believer could be 50 years old. Mm-hmm. He could have been in church for 20 years.
Or be the Pope.
Or be
the I don't think he's even
a So, it's to be carnal, fleshly minded. Like I said, it's almost like talking to an unsaved guy or dealing with an unsaved guy. I was looking
right at
you.
I'm just kidding.
But the point that we were looking at before we dismiss is this. Is that God has given us the Spirit that we might know what He's done for us. And when you know what He's done, I just believe that, you know what, He'll just woo you in. You know, we got a woman, you know how we do.
If you will.
You know how I know? You know how I know that you know? What did I know?
They know.
Because you a woman and I'm a man. You know what? The only thing about God, his game is true. When he tells you, you know, I love you, guess what? He loves you. When he tells you that he wants you, guess what? He wants you. And he said, you just, when he said, I want to help you, guess what?
Amen.
He's going to help you. And he said, you know what? He said, but I've given you. How I know you want me? How do I know you're going to do these things, God? He said, that's his, like, promise. You know, this my promise. He says, I got a promise for you. It's called the Holy Spirit. And he said, I'm giving you that as your assurance.
We're locked.
And on that note, we're done.